Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16:24-27. Jesus is speaking to the eternal nature of man. We are eternal humans who have been created by an eternal God. We will live forever, either in heaven or hell. We choose the destination of our immortal soul. Many will lose their soul because they are spending their life gaining the world. Multitudes sell their soul for the pleasures of this world. Others sell their soul for the success of this world. Many sell their soul for the riches of this world. One came to Jesus during his earthly ministry and asked, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Matthew 19:16. This was a very noble concern and a question that everyone should seek to know. After they talked about the commandments, Jesus said to this inquirer of eternal life, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Matthew 19:21. In my mind, Jesus is telling this person that he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Jesus. The rest of the story informs us that this young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Matthew 19:22. The young man was not willing to lose himself in service to Jesus. Discipleship to Jesus Christ means that we must accept his requirements rather than our own requirements. We must save ourselves. Our treasure must be in heaven. Jesus will never be followed by anyone who does not have treasure in heaven. We must be willing to save our soul and lose the world. The Son of Man is coming to judge our lives and render the destiny of our soul. That judgment will be rendered upon our works. We either work in the kingdom of God as disciples of Jesus Christ, or we live in the world following the design of the world. Our reward will be given based completely upon our decision as we consider the conditions given by Jesus. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.